This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Om Saram to our listeners. I'm Gulab Blimoria of Sri Sathasai International Organisation of New Zealand, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan, Sri Sathasai Baba. I welcome our listeners to this 1130 Sai News program, and today we'll be hearing from Dr. Suresh Govind. In this inspiring and laughter-filled talk, Dr. Suresh Govind explores the theme of self-transformation towards oneness, a journey from selfishness to selflessness, from the caterpillar to the butterfly, from ritual to the true spirit of spirituality. What makes this session unforgettable is not just the depth of wisdom, but the humor in which it is delivered. With his trademark wit and related stories, Dr. Govind turns profound truths into light, joyful reflection that stay with us. The time simply breezes by as you find yourself laughing, reflecting, and nodding in agreement. He reminds us that true transformation begins with belief, shifting from I am a body with a spirit to I am the spirit with a body. He drives home that life must have a clear goal and purpose. Otherwise, like a tasteless dish without seasoning, it leaves us unfulfilled. Hear this talk to be entertained, enlightened, and deeply moved. Dr. Suresh shows us that the path of oneness is not heavy. It can be filled with joy and humor. So let's hear Ganesh Bhajan, and then we'll hear Professor Govind's final part two on the topic self-transformation towards oneness.
Shut up. saranam charanam sai sha
sai sha
charanam charanam sai sha
sai
sha we invoke your
presence
sai sha we invoke your guidance
So in the office everywhere, nothing else. Then back again Thursday, we open and then there. This makes Satya Sai Baba religious. We got Hindu, Christian, Muslim, but Satya Sai Baba organization is not a religious movement. It is a spiritual movement. It is here that you come to redeem, you come to understand the spiritual significances of all what you do in the thing. Once you understand that, you have the value. That's why the why is a very critical thing. Ask anyone, why you do this? What is the reason? Why? It's a very important point. If you don't ask that why, we get caught in the what and the how. So you have to be spiritual. In a wedding, this elderly lady was there, and the teenage 18-year-old girl was there. So wedding was going on. This lady poked, hey, when is your turn? The girl got irritated. Then there came a funeral. The same two people were there. The girl asked, when is your turn? Why? It's very, everything is short space. Everything is very fast. So you got to ask. From today onwards, keep on asking this question. Everything that you do, ask why. Swami said, if you don't ask this, Swami said this. This is what most beautiful of Bhagavan's words is that, I'm confined. Swami said, click. Now from today onwards, ask why. I'm now asking why. Now comes the most, for me this quote is the most amazing, incredible quote ever. I love this quote very much. Swami's statements. Every activity has a goal, an end in view. Proceeding to the market, going to school, each has a purpose. When such momentary and short-lived activities are motivated by goals, how can you pass 60, 70 years of life on earth with no purpose guiding and leading? Purpose gives taste to living. When the papu, Dr. Reddy, papu is papu. Sorry. When the papu on your plate lacks upu, you push it aside. Okay, this is the mantra for you. When the papu lacks upu, discard. You have to do it like me. When the papu lacks upu, discard. Okay. Now, you must get up and do. Those who are not doing, heaven is not for you, because gates of heaven is only open for those who are childlike. Christ said that. Okay, so please stand up. Now do this. Watch this. The leg must swag, okay? Must get the swag. Okay, if the papu does not have the upu, discard. Yeah. Now, your discard is not good enough, because your discard is like this. Your head must flip. You got to flip. That's it. So, if the papu does not have the hoopu, discard. Oh, begin. What amazing. Papu does not have hoopu. So, whatever you do, check and see. But your papu does not have hoopu. What's the purpose? 5 years ago, you did the same Guru Purnima celebration in your center. 4 years ago, you did the same. 3 years ago, every year, same Malvika's presentation. And then the prasadam will be brought. And everything there, the same crowd, 30 people. You should be asking, hey, what is the upu in this papu? Why are we doing this ceremony? Why can't we expand? Why can't we include other people? If you don't ask this question, you're not why. And if you're not why, you're not spiritual. Finish, full stop. You're ritual. See, that's a ritualistic thing. We should, by next Guru Purnima, next ceremony, you should bring more people. You should bring, let's bring it out to the community. Let's bring it out to society. Okay, then you have the purpose. The purpose is there. If not, you keep on repeating the same thing. That the center chairman comes in, and the center chairman will maintain for the last two terms like that. And then when you're stepping down, other people behind will say, never mind, brother, you take over. Don't worry, we are behind you. Have you seen this? In the center, people say, we are behind you. You take over. You sure you'll support? Sure. And then he takes this position. And then you turn behind, nobody around also. Upu, Papu lost to Upu. So, Papu is the boiled lentils. You boil lentils, don't have salt, you discard. Your life does not have purpose. Baba said, it's like a rudderless boat in the ocean. The boat is lost. It's like a traveler without a desert, without a compass, he's lost. When these are lost, he's lost. So how you know you're lost? When you lose your meaning to life, you have no upu. When you lose sometimes in your life, I don't understand why I'm going to the Sai Center. You lost upu. I don't know why I am sad. Lost upu. When you're feeling sad, I don't know why God is doing to me. You go to Rama, Baba, Rama. I'm having big problems with my wife. And Sri Rama comes. My son, you call. Yes, I'm having a problem with my wife. Really? Where's your wife? At home. You know my story. They kidnapped him, her, in front of me. You got a bigger problem than my problem? All the masters, all the teachers, everybody had problems. Everybody has problems. Everybody. The point is, as long as you don't lose the purpose. What's the purpose? Hey, by the time my life is redeemed. When it's all finishing, when I'm about to be portable, I must get Swami then. At the end, Baba must come. And so, Swami, that's all. I will do my best. When I was a center chairman, everything was good. Now I have stepped down. I don't know what others are doing. Have you seen some people talk like this? I've stepped down. Now let them do. I am not involved in anything. Let others do. And then when the time of death comes, moksha comes, Swami, moksha, let others do, Swami will say. When you're doing work with position, love with duty is only dharma. When you step down without post and position, you do. Love without duty is divinity. Your karmic merits shoot up like that. That is why you should be in the organization. That is why Baba said, never leave the organization. Baba said, never leave my organization. Doesn't matter, other people come and say, come and join here. Come and join other organizations. Come and join. You tell, why should I join you? No, you can come to Swami. That is where you are here. We are also going to Swami. We'll meet you there, tell them. Yeah, that's how. Conviction must be there in our heart. Don't jump here, jump there, run here, run there. Hey, let me tell you this. This is the truth. And this is where you are. You do your work sincerely and truthfully. You don't need to run after Swami. Swami will come to you. Why? Purity is enlightenment. Where is enlightenment? Swami, there you are. Don't have to run to play. In the interview room, I took Swami's hands, put on my head. He said, what are you doing? I want enlightenment now. Give it to me. I said, this is exact. My tone was also like this. I want enlightenment now. I want. I thought there'll be, and then I'll just disappear. Give it to me now. Swami said, hey, enlightenment is not a business transaction for me to give you and for you to take. You have to earn. You have to earn. This is the highest thing in the world. Why should you settle for anything lesser? Go for the highest. Yeah. So, did you know 3% of all people have written goals? Did you know only 10% dream about changing them? Do you know 87% of the population live without goals? What are you going to do in 5 years? It all depends on Swami's grace. If he has. This is how we reply. What are you going to achieve? I don't. This is all Bhagavad. We don't even think about the future. So how then we can achieve anything? So this is all what you call andaja pindaja. Don't worry about this. Okay, so remember you're the makers, the leaders, and the expectations of the avatar. So I want to show you another thing, another belief. Satya Sai is an extracurricular activity, and I still give time whenever I can. This is normally, it's extracurricular, so whenever time I can, I will do. You have to change the belief. What's the belief that you need to change? So this is how life is. Oh, I got to juggle so many things. I got to go to school. I got colleges to go to. I have got my housework. Then I got Sai Center. I go Thursday. I go to Sai Center and I pray, Swami, please maintain all my other things also, please, Swami. And then I got my wedding. I got married. I fell in love unnecessarily. Then I have a family now, and then I got children. I look after my eldest family, and this is life. And this is a normal life. So you do all the other things, and also we have one more thing, Swami's thing. And this is my life. And that's okay. That's okay. That's how we live. This must change. This has to change. So how to change? Bhagavan, how do I change this? Hey, Satya Sai is the center and basis of all activities in my life. Which means I juggle all these things, but right in the middle is Satya Sai. Which means to say, Satya Sai machine becomes the main thing that you need to do. Once you have the main thing, all the others can become side. You find side dishes also will be achieved. This is what? This, my friend, if you can forget this entire talk, don't forget this. This is the cogwheel. Right in the center is the cogwheel. I'm telling you from my 40 years of spiritual experience, don't worry about the smaller cogwheels. Family cogwheel, circuit cogwheel, your success cogwheel, your career cogwheel. Worry about Swami's mission. If you worry about Satya Sai mission, you go to the main cogwheel. You know what? Everything else also moves. Everything also moves. Because your focus is on the cogwheel. You know, my mother, 5 days ago, she was admitted. No, she was breathing very hard. So I was holding the wheelchair. I was wheeling into the emergency. I was talking to the Chicago group of people. They're having study circle. My wife was holding the phone. So she was holding the phone, and she's walking with me. So the study circle is going on. So I'm talking, and pushing this. I didn't let go of this, because this is Swami's work. I won't let go. I'll finish my mother. The doctors came, took her, did all the things. But I never let this thing go, because Satya Sai's work. 2.5 years ago, my wife was in the hospital. She was almost admitted. Life almost went in the operation theater. Very critical. 5 minutes into that, New Zealand devotees called me. Suresh, there's a leadership session. You must come on the call. I forgot all about it. So outside the operation theater, I was conducting a leadership program for New Zealand devotees for 1.5 hours. I did. I never said no. Swami taught me this. Swami taught me directly this. When my father passed away, I was in Puttaparthi. When I was in Puttaparthi, at that point of time, Baba, I said, Swami, my father, I know, he's with me. You stay here and do my work. Because I was doing the choreography, dance and all. I'm quite crazy about drama and dance. So I was doing all that. Swami said, you stay here and do my work. Swami, my father's funeral. You got 2 brothers and sister? Ask them to do. I held Swami and said, Swami, if I don't go, the family, people will talk. People will always talk. Swami said. So he said, he walked into the interview room. He walked himself and brought one whole bag full of vibhuti. He gave it to me, and then he materialized vibhuti. He gave it, put it into your father's mouth. This one all you smear in the body. Then Swami, then 1-2 days you come back. I said, Swami, how to come back? There's no ticket. Hey, who will do the work here? He said like that. Who will do? So this, now, my father is for me like my soul. He crushed. My entire thing was down, really at the bottom. But I left Puttaparthi, went to the funeral. My funeral was also a very big thing. I was crying here, everything else. Then Brother Jagga told me, ask your mother. I went to my mother and asked, Swami is calling, what should I do? Swami is calling, you go back. So 1-2 days, I came back. 4 o'clock, I reached Puttaparthi. The final rehearsal I did, the last final rehearsal, Baba came out. Baba looked at me. All finished. I said, Swami, all finished. I was also emotional. All finished, Swami. All finished. Ah, now you do my work. That's all. Then Swami, the ashes put in the Chitravadi River. Let it go. You just do my work. That's all. Do my work. That's all. And so I was controlling the lights. I was the last 6:30, Swami came. I was doing the lights. When 6:30 I was there, I was doing the lights. The session, you need to control the light. My eyes were staring, couldn't see because I had to do red light, blue light, I have to do this. I wish I had Elton John's specs, you know, his one's got wiper. So I was doing that, and we finished, that whole thing was over, and the play was very successful. I didn't have a chance to implode. So I finished, I did the aarti for Swami, and then I ran from the place, ran to the far end of the thing to go somewhere and literally cry and break down. It was at that point, again, Swami's humor, somebody comes and touches me. Ah, Sai Ram brother, the play was very, very good. I heard the director's father passed away, he's telling me. I said, yeah, the director's father passed away. It must have been very painful for him. I'm sure it must have been very painful for him. This dialogue is going on. This is Swami's. So I said, yeah, it must be very painful. How is he managing? I hope he manages well. I also hope he's managing well. I said, then another brother comes by. Hey, Sai Ram Suresh. Hey, you are Suresh. I didn't know Sai. See, the point of the story is personal commitment, personal obligation, personal tragedy, personal thing is different from Satya Sai mission. Sai mission must continue. Whatever happened, the mission of Satya Sai must continue. So from this moment onwards, one thing you must never do, never give excuse. Make a resolution from this moment. My belief is I will never give an excuse to say I cannot do. Whatever you ask me, I will do. This is what the behavior change we must do. Change the behavior. And from the, not when is the next meeting? Saturday. Saturday I have. If you are busier than Obama, what can we do? Nothing can be done. You cannot be busier than them. So you have to commit. Whatever. This is the first priority. All the rest takes. Strangely enough, those young adults who are here, you listen to what I'm saying. Because I came to the Sai movement as a youth, doing my master's and PhD and everything else. I gave my time. I never said no, even at the height of my PhD. At the height of my PhD also, I never said no. Even the PhD people in Singapore University, Singapore is top 10 university in the world. When I was signing the university, my professor at the back, hey, where are you from? Malaysia. So how long do you think it will take to finish? I'm telling you honestly, PhD, 4 years, I said, and my mouth wanted to say 4. I don't know what happened. Swami's grace, I accidentally said 2. 2, the professor laughed, 2 years is a bit hard, my friend. You're being too ambitious, he said. But the moment my tongue said 2, I repeated to the whole world, 2 years. I finished my PhD in 1 year, 8 months. But not by concentrating on the PhD. I did Swami's work, this one, play, drama, went here, travel, everywhere, I travel, everything. But I suddenly found, discoveries are being made. I published 6 papers and got the National Young Scientist Award. When I came back, I got the National Young Scientist Award from Malaysia. Why? Baba said, you do my work, your yoga shema for this life and the next. That's what I'm telling the youth. Don't take 24 hours in the job, 24 hours in the career. You give your life to the mission of Satya Sai, you will get back in rewards, in abundance. You'll get it back. That is what Swami's grace is. Problems will come. People wipe their feet on me all day long. I mean, really? What could possibly be worse than that? And the toilet paper said, you really want to know what could be worse than this? You could be worse than this. So people have problems, all sort of problems. Now the question is that, please read slowly, if you have food over your fridge, you are 75% better than most people. You have money in your wallet, you are 18% of the world's wealthy people. You are alive today, more than health, than illness, you're more blessed than the million people who will not survive this week. If you actually read this message and understand it, you're more fortunate than 3 billion people in the world who cannot see, cannot read, or suffer mental retardation. Life is not about complaining. Life is not about sorrow. It's about 1,000 other reasons to be grateful to life. So my dear friend, you have to be grateful. Every moment of your life, be grateful, be happy that you're a woman. Be grateful that you're side you. Be grateful that you have an organized. Be grateful that you've got good leaders to guide you. That itself is our grace, to have good leaders. Then comes the fourth one. Yeah, click if you change. Okay, and this is the last belief. This belief is, many people told, enlightenment is only for a few people. This is the biggest mistake, I'm telling you. People think this. This is like the earth is flat. If it is for few people, Bhagavan should have come into the interview room, take the 10 people, train, talk to them and liberate them. Why should you talk to everybody? Today you have to understand that you and I have the potential to aspire for this higher state of consciousness. So refuse to be mellowed. Refuse to have, at this moment, I want to have peace. My friend, MSc is peace, but PhD is bliss. So peace is a way to get to bliss. But if you're not even peaceful for small things, then how? Then cannot. You have to be peaceful. You have to be this. You have to really be happy and pray for the right things. The priest said, anyone here who has got any problems? That means, yes, I have a hearing problem. Come here. And he put one hand on the ears. Oh Lord, make my brother's ears work. Oh Lord, Lord, Lord. I prayed like that. And then after 10 minutes, he said, how is your ear? My ears are okay. I have a hearing problem in the magistrate court. So he prayed the wrong thing, hearing problem in the magistrate court. So he has the wrong problem. So pray for the right things in life and transform your belief. Everyone should aspire. Every Sai, Sadhak and Seva has to make Atma the basis of life. He should regard himself as the embodiment of the divine. That means now we should sit more and more in meditation, sit more and more and realize the Atma. Why is that so? Because Baba said this whole world can only be saved, redeemed only by Atma. That's why thirdly he said, hey, Atma Sarupa, he's calling all of us Atma Sarupa, means we are the embodiments of the Atma. We have an answer to the world. We can help to rescue and do many things in the world. We are your USA, whatever that you have done. You know, the leaders who came here, other people came here and acknowledged your contribution. This is very inspiring. It is radio, videotape. It will be, I'm sure many other people in the country will see, you have set an example. Others must say good things about Satya Sai Baba. Others must say good things about Swami's devotees. This is what mission work is all about. We can become the most reputed, most recognized, and most organization that excels excellence. That is how we should aspire for. We must be feeling proud. Look at the last, this is the final message today. Baba said, this is the last thing that I should like to impress. Swami himself said, last thing I should like to impress on you at this conference. This is our country, numerous poor, helpless and diseased persons who suffer from hunger. There are today lakhs of members of Sai organization, even a larger number of Sai devotees. Let each member, while leaving this conference, resolve to leave to at least one poor person. That means what he's telling, 10 regions cannot function, no more function like 10 separate entities. 10 fingers must combine together and become one hand. When you're one hand, you are impactful, you are resourceful. You now use everything USA sends. Whatever USA does, oddly enough, the whole world follows. That is the problem. You guys will wear one nice brand new jeans and cut here. I don't know why Malaysians are also doing that. Everybody is cutting. Hey, what happened to you? America is doing it. So let them do. What is your problem? No, America is doing, we must do. Okay, if that's the case, let's do positive things. Let us do good things. The world will follow you. Malaysia does anything and scream on the top of the head, Malaysia is a small country. But America, whatever, oh, Americans, America. So do it. So now you have a responsibility, not just for your country. You have a responsibility to redeem lives of the whole world. Redeem life for the whole world. And that is what this conference should do. Bring about, reignite the spirit. Bring about higher aspirations. And live the life that, oh Lord, thank you. Because when we crash, when we die and we go, we must, Swami must come. You've done your work. Come. Now you come to me. That is the feeling. Every moment of life, hey, when I finish my life, you must be there. Whatever it is, you receive me. I'm coming to you. The river must go to the ocean. Don't stop halfway. Don't be in a puddle. Don't come back next life. Why should you come back? Finish it now itself. And then that, if you have that yearning, where Swami said, grace is proportional to effort. If I take from this moment effort, I strive for meditation, I do whatever I can to get the grace, Swami's grace will be plentiful. In that grace, we take refuge. In that refuge, we realize who we are. And who we are nobody except God. That method acting that you talked about is what it is all about. We are now method acting. We are acting like a husband, we are acting like a wife, we are acting. But who we really are before God. That's why he has come to remind us that you are God. And we have to keep on reminding that. And that particular solution is what is going to make this world, redeem this world, and make it a safe place. The next 35 years, the world is going to change so much that in the last 1,000 years, you have not experienced. That's a prediction. So when this world changes, the solution to the world is our atmic force of positivity, of nice, beautiful nature. We then redeem and we say, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. I am Atma Brahma, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. I am he, Swami. I finally come to you, Sai Ram. And when we come to you, what we say? What is that? Sai. What is that? S-I-G-H. No, but when you sigh only at Sai. Sai Ram, thank you so much.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.